Hello everyone. We had yet another nail-biting thriller from India and Sri Lanka in the second T20I at Pune. This time it was a really high-scoring game, but it was equally exciting as the first game. Let's do a quick recap and then talk about the game-changing moments, areas to focus for both teams for the next game. Let's also look at the underrated performer of the day, and then let's look ahead to the next game as well. Hardik Pandya, who I think can be named as the Captain Brave, won the toss and against popular opinion, decided to field first. Hardik Pandya took the new ball from one end and Arshdeep took the new ball from the other end. Coming back after a long time, Arshdeep clearly struggled with his no balls and that really helped Sri Lanka get off to a flyer. Kushal Mendes and Pathum Nisankar gave a great start for Sri Lanka. Particularly Kushal Mendes was smashing the ball all around the park as they got 80 in their first 8 overs. After that, Chahal broke the partnership, getting Mendes out. And Umran Malik came back with absolute pace to get Rajapaksa out as well. Charit Asamaka, who came in after that, did not really slow down as he scored 37 of 19 balls, hitting 4 sixes, and that kept the momentum going during the middle overs as well. After that, once again, it was Darshan Shanaka, who's really turning out to be a terrific finisher, came in and smashed Sri Lanka's fastest ever T20 50, hitting 56 of just 22 balls. The best thing about Sri Lanka's innings was the carefree and the positive approach. Sri Lanka finished off with a bang, getting 21 of the 18th over, 18 of the 19th over, and 20 of the final over. And that took the total to a grand 206. Madhushankar and Rajitha opened the bowling for Sri Lanka and they got the ball to move around really well. The Indian top order completely lost the plot as they got 57 for 5 in just 9.1 overs, and it almost looked like game over at that point. It was then the underrated performer from the previous match, Akshar Patel, who came in and completely took the attack to the opposition. It was particularly over number 14 of Hasaranga where Akshar Patel smashed the first three balls for six, and then Surya Kumar Yadav also joined in the party as he scored 26 of that over. That over really changed the momentum with Akshar Patel leading, and then Surya Kumar Yadav also started to join in after that. As it looked like India could probably pull off a miracle, once Surya Kumar got out in the 16th over, again there was a little shift in the game. When Mavi came in to bat and missed his first couple of balls, I think the common sense was that he should have probably given the strike to Akshar Patel, but later his hitting skills was a big surprise as he also chipped in with a fantastic 26 run cameo of just 15 balls. It then came down to the last over with India needing 20 to win, and Shanaka got himself to bowl at that point. In the first innings last over, Shanaka had hit Mavi for 20 runs, and now it's the same Shanaka who had to defend those 20 runs with Mavi on strike. But 20 runs was a bit too much for Akshar Patel and Mavi as Sri Lanka ended up winning by 16 runs in the end. Looking at the game-changing moments, it's obviously first Shanaka with the bat, particularly Sri Lanka's last three overs with the bat where they scored 59 runs. I think that was a very crucial passage of play. In the second innings, Akshar Patel was definitely the highlight as he scored 65 from just 31 balls. But you cannot forget what Rajitha did with the ball, as he picked up 2 wickets and just went at 5.5 runs an over in almost like a 10-over game. You also have to give credit to Shanaka's captaincy. I think with the wet ball, it was tough for the spinners to bowl in the second innings, and after seeing Hasaranga go for 26 runs in that 14th over, I think it was very good of him to bring in the pace bowlers back and then bring back Tikshna in the 17th over right after getting Surya Kumar Yadav out. I think that was a great move as well, to chip in with one over spin. Looking at the areas to focus for India, I think again the top order batting is a problem. To start with, I don't think Shubman Gill is the right choice for opening in T20s, but that's a debate for another day. But they have to find more partnerships at the top of the order to win more games. The death bowling again is a major concern. Today, India conceded 59 runs in their last three overs, and it's tough to win games after this kind of bowling. With Sri Lanka, I think they had a very good day. They were pretty much on top for most parts, and I don't think they'll be worrying too much about Hasaranga getting hit with the wet ball at that stage. I think he's a proven champion bowler and he will come back as well. Looking at the underrated performer of the day, obviously everyone's going to talk about Shanaka and about Akshar Patel for their fantastic innings, but quietly you can't forget what Rajitha did. He just conceded 22 runs and picked up 2 crucial wickets, and also bowled a very good 19th over at that stage. This is obviously his favorite venue, and I think for today he is my underrated performer of the day. Now let's look ahead to the third T20 at Rajkot. It's expected to be a run fest again and should be a great competition between these two sides. From India's point of view, it's tough to make changes. If anything, I think it's an option to bring in Ruturaj for Gill at the top of the order. Gill has struggled in the last couple of games, especially it's the way that he's gotten out is a bit worrying. It was two soft dismissals back to back. Another option could be bringing in Harshal Patel back in for Arshdeep Singh, who really struggled today. From Sri Lanka's point of view, I don't see any changes. They didn't make any change after the first game, and I expect them to play with the same side again. Looking at the players to watch out for in the third T20, I'm going with Ishan Kishan for India and Pathum Nishankar for Sri Lanka. I think these two are going to have a great time at Rajkot. It's going to be a series decider, and hoping for yet another nail-biting thriller.